You're listening to the Thursday Tea, the podcast where we discuss all things pop culture and current events. I'm Frank.
I'm Alex.
I'm Dre.
What up, everyone? Welcome back
to Water. There has been, I don't even know, like, where to start this week, because everything is all
crazy. There's a lot
crazy.
Of shit.
There's all
there
sorts
is.
Of crazy.
I do feel like we should go back to this conversation that was started
okay.
before
sure.
we started to record
yeah.
this day.
Go for it. Let's.
As you know, June is Pride Month.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
And there have been a lot of things popping up in the news as far as, like, you know, Pride in general. I mean,
mm-hmm,
Trump
mm-hmm.
not really saying anything about Pride
Jesus.
Month. You know, people are very divided. Obviously, we've been divided a lot. But in Philly, they've decided this year to unveil a new Pride flag for, I don't know if it's just for their parade or their march or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Which includes a brown and black stripe at the top of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just discussing how it's really dividing, especially the gay community right now. People are very heated on both sides of this,
mm-hmm.
regardless of your color, too,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I found really interesting. Just, like, reading every article I've read, like, the comments through and people saying, this makes me feel bad because I'm a person of color. This makes me feel good because like, this makes me feel bad because I'm not a person of
yeah.
color, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just a very interesting topic. I personally don't like it just because, honestly, I think, well, it's not very cute. Let's be real. It's not very cute.
Yeah. I mean, it is like brown and like the color black, whereas
yeah.
the rainbow, I mean, I think when we're talking about aesthetics.
Right. Aesthetically speaking.
Right. People are like, that's not aesthetically pleasing.
I don't think it's cute.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness,
yeah.
I think also people are divided because they feel like, you know, the rainbow flag and a lot of, I don't know, it might be a generational thing or what, but I've always taken the rainbow flag to mean all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could see yourself in any part of the color because we need everybody to create a rainbow,
right?
Right? We need every type of person as a color
right.
to build a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
They all, when it was created, did have a specific meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And actually, it was indigo and pink.
Mm-hmm.
I think indigo and pink were in the flag as well, which have, like, later been taken out. So that is something that's been brought up. That it has been changed. You know, things have changed.
Yeah, evolved.
You know, and you know, I've also thought about, okay, well, think of it this way. Like, if you're going to think of, like, as a flag.
Right.
Like, in terms of a flag. The American flag has evolved. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure many other countries' flags have altered and changed throughout history. So
mm-hmm.
is it really that big of a deal?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I mean, so this is tricky, right? I'm not a part of the LGBTQ community. And I feel like, as an ally,
mm-hmm.
I have to choose my words carefully,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I don't want to offend someone or say the wrong thing. But I feel like we mentioned before we started recording, just from what I've heard within the LGBT community, from friends and things like that, I feel like the conversation of race is something that is still a touchy subject
mm-hmm.
in some ways, where I think there are a lot of people that don't feel included, don't feel part of certain celebrations. And I think we have to remember that remove the LGBT for a second and just think of, like, as people,
mm-hmm.
like, just because you are a part of a marginalized group does not mean that you automatically understand other marginalized people.
Right.
And that you are, like, because, I mean, you're going to find racism in all groups,
yeah.
right? And I'm not saying that that's, like, solely inherent within that community, because that would be foolish, right?
Right.
That's, like, assuming one person represents a whole group of people.
Right.
So I think there are still people within that community that, like, might not understand the importance
yeah.
or, you know, a flag, even though for some people it's like, that is just a flag. That does
right.
not have a lot of weight.
Right.
For other people, it's like, this is huge. And you are altering something that means so much to us. But I think in that same breath, there needs to be a moment of, like, okay,
yeah.
why does this not mean as much to me as it does to somebody else? What
mm-hmm.
am I not getting? What? Mm-hmm. Why is this so important to someone? And I think then there needs to be, like, that open dialogue.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to shoot something down and be like, no, on a personal level, but have a conversation with like,
yeah.
okay, does, how do you feel?
Yeah.
You know, is that important to you? Does the black and brown matter
right.
to you? Because I, like we mentioned before we recorded, I can see both sides. I can see someone
mm-hmm.
being like, but it's no longer like as colorful.
Yeah.
And it kind of like, we're looking at a photo right now and it like, all of a sudden, like the deepness of the color, some
mm-hmm.
people might be like, it changes the mood and whatnot. But I think that black and brown people are misrepresented in countless communities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if not this, then what?
Right.
How do we include people?
Right.
You know,
right, right,
can
right.
it be a quilt? Can you turn it
right.
into, like, I've been promoting Pride for CK14 and I've been like, you know what? I wonder if there are like collages of multiple flags of sexuality
mm.
to start using that so that,
yeah.
you know, other
yeah.
identities feel, oh, wow, this is super inclusive. Look,
right.
look at my flag right there. Look at what, you know, I use as a symbol to identify myself,
yeah.
you know? So, I mean, as a Latina woman, I see the importance, right? But as someone that's not a part of that community, I don't want to speak for other people.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's for real. Yeah. I agree. As Alex was saying, I don't identify as a part of this community, but I hope that people see me as an ally.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting debate about a flag. So it's Philly, right? Philly can do whatever they want to do. They're not
right.
saying this is the national
this is the,
flag
right,
for
exactly.
everybody.
We're global
right.
because it, we are talking about
right.
like a global symbol, if
right.
you will. You know,
mm-hmm.
right? But
right.
sorry.
But I do agree with what Alex was saying, is that there is, I mean, if it's this much pushback, there should be time for a conversation about why there is this much pushback.
Right.
Is it because, as I said before we started recording, that some of these communities of color who do identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, intersex,
mm-hmm.
the same, don't feel included in communities when they try to, you know what I mean? Like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm very similar to what Alex was saying. I think it's just it's time for a larger conversation within that community. I also feel like these groups have so much power within, like, individually, but also
mm-hmm.
together, and we do not need to be fighting each other.
I completely agree.
About a flag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we all, and I hate to be all kumbaya.
No,
but I mean, that's real. Like, there's a real threat to our safety as women of color, as gay men, as
mm-hmm.
lesbian, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right.
To our healthcare, to how we live day to day,
mm-hmm.
and like, we cannot be fighting each other over a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had a thought that like kind of started to slip away, so I apologize for my momentary lapse. But
okay.
oh, well, I think I've said mm-hmm. previously on the podcast, like, that's why, as much as like it aggravates me to see people call other people snowflakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always remind myself, like, yeah, but a million snowflakes makes an avalanche.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's why I think, like, the unity,
yeah.
and truthfully, like, the colors of the flag aren't
yeah.
meant to say, like, oh, you're red and
right.
you're purple.
Right.
And, you know, like,
yeah.
it's
right.
not like purple is gay men and red is lesbian
right.
women or
right.
however
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yeah.
It's really, like, feelings and symbolic of,
yeah.
like, I had them up here, but it's like, spirit and health
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all that
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's interesting to, like Alex, you said, it immediately puts in ethnicity into it specifically.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, obviously, like Dre said, like, it's important for us to have these conversations because there is still issues within our community, how
right.
we treat each other,
right.
between racism and body shaming,
yeah.
and
how they treat each other within that community.
Right.
If somebody is trans,
yeah.
I'll
mm-hmm.
tell you a story when we're not recording of someone who, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
How they refer to someone who is trans, how they
right.
talk about, but just because they're in the community of like being lesbian or bisexual,
yeah.
they feel like they can use whatever language.
Mm-hmm.
And say whatever things
yeah.
and have their opinion about who they feel should and shouldn't be trans.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? That doesn't make people feel included within a community
right.
that says we are all about inclusivity.
Exactly. I also think it comes down to, like, not this specific situation with the flag, but in general, within different communities and different marginalized groups, it's that we all have some form of privilege. and you need to check yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to become aware of that and realize,
yeah.
you know what? Just because I'm in a marginalized group does not mean that I'm, you know, an equal to everyone or
right.
that I don't have any power or
right.
I don't have any privilege. Best and believe you have some form of privilege.
Right.
Right.
And like sometimes you can not be an ally
right.
based on what you say or how you
right.
behave just because you think, oh, we're all in the same. We're
right.
all, you know, Latina women. So duh.
Yeah.
But I'm not Afro-Latina.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a form of privilege that that person doesn't have. And I can't sit here and be like, but we're equals. We both have the same struggles. What do you
mm-hmm.
mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
or I can say something because I feel entitled, but no, that's not how that works.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it's becoming aware within our own communities
right.
and then like having those bigger conversations
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just not being afraid to talk about it.
Right.
Right. But the flag is, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think,
yeah.
I think it's an interesting experiment
mm-hmm.
at the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think like right now it's, no, there's no better time than now to
yeah.
try something like this,
mm-hmm.
if only
yeah.
for it to say, like, look, we got you talking, and that was
right.
the main goal.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To, like,
yeah.
or
true.
We got you taking a step back and saying, why
yeah.
does this upset me, or what make,
uh-huh.
why do I feel this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially
yeah.
this month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel, going back to what Dre said, it's not the time to kind of be divided.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, like, the discomfort, the, you know, I'm not going to fault someone for being like, I don't really like that flag.
No.
But it's the type of thing of, like, you know what? On July 1st, then we could sit down and be like, so
yeah.
let's talk about
mm-hmm.
why this, let's celebrate the fact that people are trying to be a part of a movement
right.
and wanting to be a part of a community
right.
in a greater way and, like,
yeah.
include them.
Right.
Yeah.
And the acknowledgement itself
mm-hmm.
from a large city like Philadelphia
right.
to like,
word.
You know what I mean? As
yeah.
opposed to not doing anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Philly has lots of reputations. They
yeah.
they do not include
so,
including brown and black people in their policies. Like,
yeah. So I
like,
think, you know,
yeah,
it's interesting.
That's
but
sorry, I'm smacking. I usually have like a snack or something and I didn't get it cause I was running late and I was like, oh, so now I'm like chewing
that gum.
I'm like, so Philly is just like,
so what else has happened this week?
I did want to touch on the Bill Maher thing real quick because I
oh.
did watch the show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys watched. I know you sent the...
I did not.
You know, shout out to Herbert. He is a faithful listener
come on,
to our podcast. And he, this week, was sending me such amazing shit.
Yeah.
He sent me the Bill Maher thing and I was like, oh my God, secondhand embarrassment. I cannot watch this. I've read tons of stuff about it, but I'm like, oh my God. Because I saw a clip, like a, it was like a screenshot of Bill Maher, and I'm like, oh my God, he looks so uncomfortable, and
yeah.
I wonder what the fuck
yeah.
Ice Cube is saying.
Yeah. Ice Cube let him have it, and I will give it to him for doing it, because I didn't, like I said last week, I don't want him to feel like he's speaking for all
yeah.
black people, and like,
right.
you need to like go in there and whatever. He sat down, and he literally, the first thing he said was, because he said, you were here, originally going to be here to talk about the 25th anniversary of your album, which I can't remember what the name it was called.
Yeah.
And he said, but I know you also want to talk about what happened last week. As if it had nothing to do with him. Ah! You want to talk about that thing that happened last week.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube was like, let me just say, like, I knew you were going to fuck up at some point.
Oh.
And I was like, here we go.
like, get that popcorn ready.
Here we go. And he basically, he started, and you could see him, Bill, getting real exasperated. And he was like, you know what? I feel like America knows, the audience knows, da-da-da-da-da. But it's all been said. He was like, not by me. And I was like, here we go again. like, Ice Cube held him to the fire.
Wow.
And Bill's face looked like he was the most uncomfortable person in the world. But he also had that look of like, okay, somebody said it. I said sorry. It's fine.
Right.
Which,
like, I'm ready
like,
to move on.
Yeah. And I'm going to need you to get regular and write on that. Because he, in his mind, it was just a joke.
Right.
And he shouldn't have used
did
that
he ever
word.
Apologize for it?
It was a half-ass apology.
Okay.
In my
opinion. It was a locker room talk apology.
Yeah.
It was
a half-ass apology. Yeah. And again, to Ice Cube, he was like, you know, this is just a teachable moment, not only for you, but for your audience, who, like, cheered him when he came out, like, louder than they usually do.
Wow.
And then he was like, so last week, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, we love you. It's okay. Like, blah, 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 blah. And he was
yeah.
like, it's a teachable moment for all you people. He was like, you don't get to use that word.
Mm-hmm.
He just said plain and simple. And he was, and before he even clapped back about, like, we're using your, he's like, because it's my word. It's not yours. You don't get
mm-hmm.
to use it. And I was like, oh, my God. And then there's a young woman from CNN, who was on Bernie Sanders' team when he was running for president. I think she's his communications. She had some really great things to say. He was just like,
Yeah.
Entire
ready?
Look, face on the floor, but he was still mad that his face was on the floor. Like, instead of being like, this is great, thank you for,
yeah,
like, whatever. And he had, his first guest was his friend of his. I think he took the slot of Al Franken, who did not show up, specifically because of what Bill Maher had said.
Oh.
And so his,
okay,
friend, who is a professor, but also he's written several books, Dyson, I can't remember, Eric Michael Dyson, I think. Mm-hmm. He's very, like, prolific writer, just about race, talks about all these things. He has a book that's like what white people can do, which is really interesting. And so he just talked back and forth with him, but you could tell Bill was like, okay, I said I'm sorry,
right,
so why are we still talking,
let's
about
move
it?
On,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it was
interesting,
really, yeah. I think I'm done with that show. Just because this is like the second or third time that he's, like, as my mom would say, talked out of his neck,
right?
So
problematic.
Yeah
It seems
so. Anyway,
interesting.
Yeah,
on that.
This week has been Katy Perry's week for Alex Campos.
Okay, wait, okay.
Okay, so as we know, Katy Perry has been, like, you know, promoting her new album,
mm-hmm,
which I have not listened to.
I haven't either.
I just know those two
it
songs.
Was released Friday.
Yeah.
The same
which,
time Taylor Swift was like, I'm coming back
this,
to the market, bitch.
Yeah, this bitch was super shady.
Oh,
shady as fuck.
She
wrote letters about why she would never do this.
Right.
That's why I'm like, bitch, you were shady.
Yeah.
Nobody can look.
Wait, who
up.
Are we talking
Katy
about?
Katy Perry?
No.
Oh, I'm
Taylor.
Talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor
that's
wrote
what
letters about how she would never put her shit on, like,
right,
streaming,
right,
Spotify streaming,
right,
services, and how it,
choose,
like, took money away from them, and like, lo- like,
right,
wrote,
right,
an op-ed.
Right.
Yeah.
And here she is, like,
and you,
oh,
choose the same,
yeah,
day
as your arch nemesis.
Like, that's so shady.
Yeah.
It's so shady.
So.
And it really says, sorry, not
no,
to
no,
cut you
ahead.
Off, I feel like it says so much or
about
confirms so much about
that
her,
she's
like,
a mean girl.
Squad and,
yeah,
all that bullshit.
Squad, y'all.
A fucking mean girl. Yeah.
Well, Katy Perry is now also doing this, like, live streaming,
yes,
thing,
yes,
right?
I watched that.
So, what are we talking, we talked about?
I wanted
about,
to watch the table, are you going to talk about the,
yes,
table?
But I didn't,
discussion?
So the, like, the Big Brother look-alike,
yes,
thing. So I actually thought Katy Perry was on Big Brother because I was like, what's happening?
Which is coming back next weekend, I can't wait, but continue.
So she had, I think it's called Roses and Thorns, I think it, what it was called. She invited a bunch of, like, personalities. Van Jones was there.
Oh, yeah.
Margaret Cho,
Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. The friend,
yeah,
from Insecure, that's, like, the bougie one, that's, like,
oh,
married.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's also, like, she's been on MTV, she's an activist. Amanda, I forget her last name.
Yeah.
But she invited all these people.
Yeah.
And they're eating at Herbert, once again, filling me in on all of this. I saw the clip where Amanda was talking to Caitlyn Jenner. And
yes.
Where, yes, because I didn't see the whole thing. Literally just this clip. It's on her Instagram, and I need to read,
oh,
what she,
God,
wrote for the caption. But she kind of told Caitlyn, like, she was checking her privilege. Just like, you,
oh,
know, we have lived a different experience because,
mm-hmm,
this country is here for you in a way it's not. She was like, this country is not here for me.
Right.
And I've experienced different things. And she literally told her, and as a trans woman,
yeah,
you need to acknowledge that America hasn't been here for the trans community until, like, 2 o'clock today.
Oh.
And this is at a table in front of all these people. And Caitlyn, I mean, we've talked about Caitlyn Jenner a lot, where,
yes,
we've said, like, she didn't check her privilege.
Right.
She's still a privileged white human.
Yeah.
And, like, all of these things. And, you know, we think that she's grown more since she's first come out.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be this recurring thing where she's constantly being reminded, like, because she supports people that don't support her community.
Yeah.
So,
right,
that,
right,
was really interesting. And I was like,
yeah,
wow, okay. So then Katy had, there's a show on Vice called Therapy, I think, where,
oh,
it's with this famous therapist that does, like, one-on-one sessions with celebrities.
Oh, okay.
So she was on it, but she was live streaming it.
Yeah.
So I guess it'll come up on Vice. And but we were seeing the live stream, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I watched about 30 minutes of it. And it helped put a lot of things into perspective.
Same.
About Katy Perry.
Yeah.
First things first, she's having some sort of, like,
she's having
conflict,
like, yeah,
within herself.
Yeah.
Like, we all know that Katy Perry started off like a little gospel singer, but I never realized, like, how intense the religious
the
background
angel
was.
Yeah.
I was, the things that she was saying, like, they were born again Christians,
mm-hmm,
but, like, she was not allowed to listen to any secular music. The TVs were blocked, the,
yeah,
channels. She wasn't allowed. And you can tell that she treads carefully.
Yeah.
Not to.
Because they're still pastor. Her parents,
yeah,
are,
exactly.
Like, I don't know if they put, like,
her dad is a pastor,
pastor
and her mom's,
right,
a pastor.
Yeah.
Life, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not to kind of shit on her parents. And she says, like, first things first, I love my parents.
Yeah.
But, like, I was kind of like, oh, shit, you,
yeah,
really had a sheltered life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, but she's also now having this fucking conflict of like Katy Perry versus Katherine Hudson,
mm-hmm.
who is who she is. And in the therapy session, she starts to cry.
Yeah.
Like
I
she has
that,
a
yeah.
huge breakdown where she's just like, that the whole thing of her album is like, I want people to see me as Katherine Hudson. You know,
that's
but the only reason I'm here is Katy Perry. And the reason she cut her hair is because she's like, she doesn't really want to identify as Katy Perry anymore.
Oh.
And
I
like,
see.
She says, Kath, there's this whole moment where they're talking about how, they talk about Katherine Hudson in the third person. And the therapist is like, how old is Katherine Hudson? She's like, 9 years old. She's like, she hasn't been able to grow up. And so I was like, what is happening right now? She's like, that's why I really relate to children. She's like, I did not even know how to play with my nieces. Because she said, when I was, Katherine is 11, I think. When I was 11, I started going to Nashville to become more professional as a singer. And that was when, like, her childhood stopped. So she's like, I didn't even know how to play with my nieces. She said, I didn't even know how to hug until recently. She said, a hug always seemed like a sexual thing to me. Like, oh my God, quote, someone's, they're going to feel my boobs.
Hmm.
And then she said, then I realized that that's just like an extension of loving. That's like just being connected to people. So I was like,
wow.
Girl, there is so much more than we are ever seeing. Like, Katy Perry is truly a personality in a mask. It's like, whoa, this is mind fucking blowing. So then Herbert shared a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Pod to the
People.
Pod Save the People.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in that Katy Perry dinner where he recorded her. He was one of her
oh.
guests.
Oh.
And they were talking about race, her being part of Hillary's campaign, calling out the cultural appropriation she's done before. And in the beginning, I was like, okay, Katy.
This on my thing.
But by the end,
oh God,
I had to pause the fucking podcast so many times because I was like, I feel like I'm in the room and I want to slap the shit out of you.
Stop.
Because I saw the therapy session first, I was able to say, you know what? When she says that Katherine Hudson is 11, she is not fucking kidding. Like, she sounds, one, like, she's not an only child. She has a brother and a sister. She's the middle child. But hearing her talk, you kind of hear Katy versus Katherine come out. You hear, like, it sounds like she's saying what we want to hear. Like, she, it, a lot of it sounds like rehearsed, but then she'll say, like, you know, she's just learned a lot, obviously. Cause she's
yeah.
like, I've just learned the difference between like cultural appropriation and like cultural appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wrong. And, you know, she's like, but she kept saying, there's a lot of things I will never know. There's a lot, I will never know this. And at one point, the guy from the D-Ray,
he like,
says,
you will know.
You know, I have to disagree with you. I think there is a way you can know.
Yeah.
And at one point, she's like, I know that, you know, I'm coming to terms with my white privilege. And she's like, but, I'm like, girl, what's this but? She's like, but I've worked really hard. And I believe, you know, you plant seeds and they grow. So, like, I'm not taking away anything that I worked for. And I'm like, She had a lot of, like, there were lots of little buts and excuses. And it helps me understand Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me understand celebrity.
Yeah.
As like an entity.
Well, I was
going to
say, I think most celebrities are, I mean, I don't know. See, I didn't take it that way at all. Really,
oh,
like
real,
her interview.
Okay, yeah.
I thought, like, I do think some of it probably was stuff she's, like, either spoken with other people
mm-hmm.
about. So she was prepared in a way to answer these kind of questions.
Right, yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I don't know. I guess now you saying that, if I listen back, maybe I would pick up a little bit more on what you were reading into or, like,
mm-hmm.
what you read from
what
she said. But I didn't think, I mean, I knew a little bit about, like, her, because in her, what is it, Piece of Me
documentary,
they show, like, her growing up with her family. And you could tell, like, because they would, I think they asked her parents like what she thought, what they thought about like her "Kissed a Girl" song, and they were very coy about like how they answered it, and like, and I think anybody who grows up in like a very religious home,
of course,
especially when it comes to coming of age stuff, has a very hard time growing
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah,
let alone like somebody who literally lived within the church like that,
yeah,
or within their secular.
Yeah,
I mean. The fact that, like, they weren't allowed to call deviled eggs, they called them angel eggs. Her mother, they would
literally.
Make them call them. And she was like, oh, and you know that thing, the dust devil or whatever?
The devil,
Devil Buster or
yeah.
whatever?
Yeah.
She was like, we weren't allowed to, you know, anything was reimagined. And she said, like, you know, and to be fair, words are powerful, but I was like, that's a little ridiculous.
That's a stretch, girl.
Like,
that's a stretch.
I mean, there's...
Angel eggs?
There's a little difference between, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think... And there was another thing that she said, like, because some word or something that was like, oh, they weren't allowed to eat Lucky Charms because luck is of the devil.
Right.
Like, that's how serious...
Like...
They grew up.
Right.
And she was like, I mean, my parents had like certain channels blocked on the TV with a code, but we figured out like.
It was their birthday.
It was their like
yeah.
birth date or whatever. Yeah.
I mean.
But still, you know.
A bigger. I also thought she interrupted the podcaster quite a lot. And as someone that says, I don't know a lot, every time he would say, you know, you did this, she was like, because he's like, she says, there's a lot of things I don't know. He's like, actually, there are, you know, you can learn a lot, you know, talking about the incarceration and, like, institutionalized racism. She's like, right? You know? And then I would feel like, here comes Katy Perry,
yeah.
the personality, or here comes the 11-year-old Catherine Hudson that's like, right? All the cards are just like, this is weird. And she would talk like that. And I'm like, girl,
like
you don't have to co-sign 33. Everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay to just, like, take it in. But I feel like perhaps she feels so... Maybe in that moment she didn't feel attacked, but she did say, I had an interview where they were trying to put so many traps. You know, and she's they weren't big traps, but I think this is not Katy Perry specific, but probably celebrities know how to maneuver through those moments when, like, journalists or anyone is trying to trap them and trying to, like, set them up to, like, say something that can be put out of context and be like,
right.
Katy Perry's a fucking racist. And just like,
right.
wait, no, I've never said that.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was just like, I'm, like, there was so much happening in that interview
mm-hmm.
that just put a lot of things into perspective. There isn't, I don't want to pity her because
right.
I think, you know, that's fucked up, but I do feel for her.
Yeah.
And I think
the
older I've gotten, the more I've realized, you know, as creatives, the three of us, background in acting, I don't really know if I will ever, if, how can you be happy with that, like, stardom?
Yeah.
Where, like, she kept saying, I'm under such a microscope.
Right.
And, like, to me, there's something overwhelming about that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you lose a part of yourself.
Right.
And there's, like, no such thing as privacy. You can't ever make mistakes.
Right.
You can't
take the trash out in your pajamas because someone's going to take a picture and some, you know.
Exactly.
And the internet will go ham on, like,
right.
the pants or her
exactly.
hair not being done or, you know.
Yep.
But at the same time, I felt like in the podcast, the way she kept saying, there's a lot of things I don't know, I'm like, I feel like she falls back on her whole, like, there's a lot I don't know. I think it's really easy to say that. I think it's really easy to be like, I'm uneducated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And she's like, I read a lot. And there were moments where I was like, girl, you're giving me Donald Trump answers where he says something specifically and you're like, yeah, I'm a skirt around. But, you know, she's like, I read a lot of sources, different sources. And I'm like, okay, I don't think anyone's coming for you, but. Like, I need you to quote shit.
Right.
Like, I'm reading da, 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 da.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she did a little. I mean, there were definitely, like, she referenced how, because he asked her at some point, like, where do you think you're learning? Like, because she mentioned, like, I'm just trying to educate myself as much as possible, whether it's, like, watching The 13th or, and so she referenced, like, several people that
mm-hmm.
she's read. I feel like, I agree with you how you said, like, oh, I feel for her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's, like, a very muddy...
Yeah.
Because, like, she probably does want to make sure that she's saying the right thing and not offending...
Yeah.
Especially because, like, she's in an industry where she's working with a lot of people who have very different ideas about what she should and should not be doing,
mm-hmm.
who she should and should not be working
with.
And she even mentioned that a lot. She's like, can I work with these people? And she, like, mentions
Migos
a bunch of... It's seeming like, oh, I'm picking you up.
Right.
Like, she was like, I want to share what I've worked for with other people and,
mm-hmm.
like, make it more about a collaboration as opposed to being like, oh, look at the white girl helping people.
Yeah.
At least that's what it seemed like she was kind of.
Yeah.
And at the end, she asked, like, he was like, oh, I have another question. She's like, oh, I want to ask you some questions, which I thought was nice that she,
mm-hmm.
it's clear that I think she said several times, like, and I think, all humans do this. She's still making mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, totally.
We may play back an episode from 2 months ago and be like, oh,
fuck.
I cannot believe I said that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So in that sense, I completely understand.
Yeah.
But the point I was... Oh, the fact that she's continually asking, I think...
Yes, I will agree to that. I do... Yeah.
Makes up a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I feel like, going back to her comment about the mistakes, he literally was like, so what are you doing to make sure to be better? And she was like, I'm going to say this from the jump, I will fail.
Hmm.
And she's like, I will fail. And he was like, but what are you doing to not fail? And the thing is, I think it's because I'm a huge person of like, you have to, I can't fail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to fail.
Right.
So what am I doing to make it better? So the answer is always going to be like, these are the things that I'm doing, like tactile things to make it better.
Yeah.
So for her to be like, I'm going to fail. I was like, bitch, no, you're not, because you have already failed.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to not fail?
Right.
Like, give me like, you know what? But then she did answer. She did get there, because he was like, well, what are you going to do to make sure you don't fail?
Right.
And she had her answers. But look, we have lived two very different lives, and she does acknowledge her privilege and that she's a celebrity. She said, I'm only here because of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Like, period, stop, the end. And it's coming to terms with, like, do I wish that we did not live in a world where, like, these things were still such an issue? Of course. But I need to also understand that, like, people grow in different times, and people grow up and are raised in social situations that, like, we're all just in different levels.
Right.
And, like, even though I'm frustrated about that shit, and I'm, like, I'm frustrated with Katy Perry to be like, I'm gonna fail. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? Hopefully.
Yeah.
And it seems like this is what she's doing, is, like, she's being completely vulnerable and honest and giving herself a platform.
Yeah.
And, like, hopefully she grows.
Yeah. That's real.
So,
yeah.
You know, Katie, girl, let's grow. What else has happened?
I don't really want to talk about 45.
Yeah,
it was in, like, my brain, but I was like, the thought of it is, like,
no.
I've been tuning into so much news.
Same.
And it's so repetitive. Like, after a while, it's like, why do I still have this on, or why do I still listen to this? But, I mean, it's everywhere. I still don't think, like, what Comey had to say was, like, anything explosive or anything we didn't know or expect. And Tuesday was just a joke, in my opinion, with Pinocchio. All I can hope is that they do something with Leslie Jordan as a gag. With this new shit, like their return.
God.
Like, they have to do, because they look so much alike and they sound alike
this
too.
This whole administration is trash.
Yeah.
And, like, the only thing which they are investigating is if there's obstruction of justice. Did you fire Comey because you thought he was coming for you?
Right.
Because I think the new guy is also still investigating. Like, or investigating, was there obstruction of justice?
Okay.
Like,
he's announced now that they are officially investigating whether there has been obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But you can't fire somebody because he's in bed. Because it's like, who is... 45 doesn't have a boss. He is the boss, right?
Yeah.
And then,
right.
like, there's Congress to check him.
Right.
But they can't really do much. They're out here killing Republicans. Or trying to. Like, that guy who shot up the baseball thing. I'm like...
This is terrible. And
these are some, like, get right. And I'm not saying it's okay. Like, it's not okay at all. Like, that guy was clearly... Something's wrong.
Yeah.
But he has been... His brother said that he's been upset with the way that this administration has been going.
Wow.
Well, Rachel Maddow... I've been listening. So
come on now.
They make her, they record her show and make it into a podcast.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to it on as a podcast. You can only listen to like the last night's episode though, which is the only thing that sucks.
Oh,
she did an amazing episode on Monday about the firing of an FBI director.
Oh, and how that,
and it's
that's
so,
why this is so
interesting.
Yeah.
It's,
that's
there's
why
only
I love
one
her.
Person who's ever been fired, and it's because he was like, stealing
money
from the government to pay for like a fence in his house, and like so Bill
That's
Clinton wound
her.
Up letting him go. And I love Yes, I. This is going to be my
out.
Obsession, but we might
oh,
as well just discuss it anyway because I brought
I
it
love
up.
Her. I love
but
her.
I love how, and I think you've mentioned this in the past too. She'll start with something, and you're like, "Where is she going with this?" And she lays out all of the whole trail of crumbs to get to her point, and like that to me is like what I think lacks so much in our journalism, especially mainstream media journalism right now. It's like saying, here are the facts, and none of this bullshit of like, I have a table of eight people. What do you think? What do you think? I'm going to cut you off. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah,
it's so, because nobody's ever going to change their mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it encourages us to do the same thing with people. Like, if we sit at a table with somebody who may disagree, we just say our piece, and then neither of us are going to change.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's no, and there's no basis of like, let me tell you these 10 facts and let's discuss them or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why I love her. And I think like, she's also shady.
She's shady as fuck.
She's
she
super
says
shady.
Sometimes you're like, oh, she's being sarcastic.
Yeah. Which is why I think a lot of right wing or right leaning people don't like her is because like, it is clear sometimes where she stands on the matter she's discussing.
Oh, totally.
But the proof is in the pudding at the same time.
Yeah.
She's not just saying like, oh,
it's not,
you know.
Her opinion comes through, but it's more she's laying out the facts. Then you can make your own.
Right.
Right.
You know.
Right. She's not outright saying like,
this is it.
So now you need
to,
you know. Whatever.
Right.
But, but yeah, she did a great story on
that.
And then the other thing I was going to bring up, what were we talking about? Oh, with the shooting is she interviewed the mayor of Illinois. Is like, he's been on the news a lot, I guess, over the past day because he knew this guy. He wasn't friends with him or anything.
Right.
It turns out that, wait, is it Illinois or was it Virginia? The shooting was in
Virginia,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the mayor of the town in Virginia or something.
Oh, okay.
Because this guy showed up in, like 3 months ago at his Y, which is right near the baseball field. And basically, like, he would be in the lobby, like, on his computer, and, like, when the mayor would, like, finish his workout, he'd get a cup of coffee and, like, sit near him, and he'd be on his phone, whatever. So, long story short, they just were, like, friendly. They had a few words together. He said, like, the guy started bringing donuts to the gym, which actually made me laugh, because I was like, of all places, like, you're going to bring donuts and cookies.
Jesus.
But he would, like, share them with people who wanted to sit after their workout and have coffee or whatever, and they'd have discussions, and he said the guy was quiet, and he mostly just would, like, pipe in, oh, I agree, or I disagree, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yesterday morning, he was going to go to the gym, and he got several calls, like, are you okay, or whatever, because the shooting happened right near the Y, and he had no idea yet. And so, one of the guys that he knows from the gym or whatever was like, we know who the shooter is. Like, we know him. So, she had this interview with him last night. It was really interesting. But, yeah, it's just crazy, and I think it makes, first off, I don't understand, like, this is kind of like, it's not an extreme example, but it's an example of homegrown terrorism.
Thank you.
I don't know why people aren't saying that that's what it is.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
It's because he doesn't look like he's Muslim.
Right.
That's pretty much, that's all I can
drop
equate it to, because,
mic,
like,
right?
But, like, really, it's like,
this
is the, this is just as terroristic as it is, you know,
anything
else. He knew
exactly who to go after.
Right.
He was the speaker, or the House Majority Leader. Which means he had a detail because, you know, if the president
and
vice president were gone.
And thank God they did, because
the speaker, yeah,
they were able to protect
died,
more people because of it. Because he,
yeah.
like, everybody else there didn't have security
just
the way
right
he
House
did.
Member that he did.
And it's just terrible, and it's making Fox News last night, like, we flipped back and forth to see, like, how people were telling
coverage,
the story, and Fox was covering it. The headline was left-wing shooter.
He wasn't left-wing, though. I thought he was a Republican.
But I think they're saying
he's not.
He worked with or helped out with
allegedly, and again,
they're like, we don't know nothing about him.
Well, allegedly, there were several claims about his contact. He apparently had contact with Rachel Maddow, and she said, I'll let you know that my team has investigated this already, because he claimed, or people, some, I don't know what the claim is exactly, except that he had correspondence with, like, he either sent
somebody
letters to Rachel Maddow's show or something, and she said that that wasn't true. And that she got in contact with Bernie's people, and they said that they had no record of him.
Yeah, they did a Mariah. We don't know her.
Yeah.
And then another article that I saw someone share was, like, where's Hillary now? I'm like, what does this have to do with Hillary?
You want
to
distract us from the thing and like put the blame on somebody else.
And the whole article was like, you people on the left are so quick to like come to everybody's aid when the shootings, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But now, you know, Republicans are getting shot and nobody's saying anything.
Oh my God.
It was just horrible.
Where are
they
on
like,
gun control?
Where is the NRA?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I just, like, I thought maybe I don't, you know, I don't want anyone to go on a shooting spree to change something.
No,
like, there are much better ways to make
totally.
Change.
Yeah.
But I would hope that it would, like, make at least some people realize, like, oh, right, we're not invincible, just as, like, children in school aren't invincible. People
right.
at a movie theater aren't,
yep.
you know, like,
right.
I don't know where it ends. Like, why is the discussion,
right.
like, this is the left's fault? It
right.
should be, like,
what are we doing to fix
right.
this?
What
yeah.
are we... And the thing is, he had his papers for the guns, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's not
I mean,
like...
I'm sure he probably got them legally. Like,
yeah, no, they said... Rachel, on Rachel Maddow, she said that they had... They found his, like, licenses for
yeah.
both of the guns.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... It wasn't even anything that was, you know, like, it's not like he had bombs, like, being built in a basement,
right.
you know?
Right.
Like, so... Where are, you know, they always claim, like, the mental health thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't know, they don't know much about this guy yet, so they
no.
don't know what his...
But they will, and I'm being, like, worst case scenario type of human, and just, also, like, just patterns, right? They will find something.
I think so, because
they
was
will...
there somebody else? Because they said that people heard some, that's why the FBI is, even though they're saying, so his picture's up on the FBI...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Most wanted type shit?
Yeah. And it says deceased, but it says if you have any information.
Yeah, they're trying
yeah.
to find any... They even if you've had one conversation
right.
with him, they want to
okay.
know anything possible.
I also don't mean they will find something because there was some sort of, like, mental... No, I mean, like,
yeah.
I feel like because he doesn't look
right.
like a terrorist,
right.
they're going to spin it and be like,
right.
oh, he actually had some issues. Very Adam Lanza.
Right.
Where
right.
it's like, oh, no, they're not terrorists. They're actually really sick people. The guy, Dylan, whatever the fuck his name, when he shot at that Baptist church, there's something wrong with them, you know?
Yeah,
I know
terrible.
It's just a way to, like, let's pity them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, and I'm like, no.
Unexcusable.
That's terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period, stop, the end. Like,
yeah.
if you are terrorizing people,
yeah.
yeah.
terrorist.
Yeah.
Right.
But people don't want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I also think that forces people to, like, come to terms with a lot of
yep.
shit. The minute you're like, hold on, let's hold up a mirror and realize that certain people
mm-hmm.
are categorized one thing, but others aren't. That means, wait, that could flip somebody's world upside down. Like, wait a second, what the fuck are you
yeah.
telling me?
That, about me?
Yeah, exactly, about me or
mm-hmm.
like how I maybe we're not equal or
yeah.
how this country is built to support one but not
right.
the, and that's a hard pill to swallow, and
yeah.
I will admit that. But at the end of the day, I'm like, the media, we've talked about this, distraction
mm-hmm.
ploys,
yeah.
you know, let's... La la la, something's over happening over
yeah.
here, but we're gonna like do a dance on this side so you don't pay attention to what's going on.
Yep.
And that has been happening a lot during this
mm-hmm.
like campaign, this whole presidency.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, massive wake up calls left and right, but
yeah.
yeah, it's crazy. I think, you know,
it's sad that that's the only way he felt he could
yeah.
be heard or get to
and we,
across.
Yeah, that's
or,
the
like,
thing is like we don't
sad.
Know enough
mm-hmm.
yet to say like. Because I think it is easier for us to rationalize, oh, he's mentally ill,
right.
even.
Yeah.
Like, on the same basis as how it's easy
of
for
course.
Us to be like, oh, right, he's a terrorist,
okay.
or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it separates
and,
it from you.
Right.
You don't feel
right.
like you could ever be that.
Right.
right. And it's scary
right.
to think, like, that could have been so-and-so's uncle who's ranting
right.
on
right.
Facebook every
right.
day about...
Exactly.
Right.
But in the same breath, he could have been mentally ill.
Right, right.
I mean,
of course.
To
right.
reach that point...
Yeah.
I do think something happens to someone. And it's not like, while I do think they use it as a way to remove the terrorist component for certain
mm-hmm.
men in this country
yeah.
That commit crime,
mm-hmm.
I also think it's, and we talked about this like 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
then let's take mental health seriously in this country.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If
right.
all of
right.
these things
yeah.
continue to be, they
mm-hmm.
add up to mental illness, all of these men that have committed these crimes, oh, they're mentally ill. what are you doing to make a difference?
Right.
How
right.
are we changing this?
And how are we working
right.
on
because,
that?
Because, like,
yeah.
you, the stigmas. And you can just, like, slap that label on someone that's shot up a whole school.
Right.
But then you're not going to, like, start putting programs in to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And help
right.
rehabilitate or, you know, teach kids from a young... I mean, Barbie...
Yeah.
I said this, like, 2 weeks ago. Barbie came out with this video where she's, like, vlogging. I'm dead serious. Hasbro is the one that does
yeah.
Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Where
Mattel.
She, Mattel.
Oh,
thank
it?
You. Yeah,
I don't know.
One of them.
One of them.
She's vlogging. It's like a whole like digital short where she's like, so some days I feel really sad and I don't know why. And by the end, she's like, and it's okay to have days. And she's talking about depression the whole damn time.
Wow.
And she's like, it's okay some days to be blue. And, you know, kind of, I think that's how you help young kids because
yeah. Yeah.
they are not untouchable. They,
yeah.
it's not, you know, they're humans. They might be little humans, but I think those are the steps we're taking to help people understand that.
Yeah.
But to just label someone that's committed a massive crime and not do anything about it, I'm like, then we just really want
yeah.
this to continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think also generationally, too, there's such a stigma
yeah.
still
mm-hmm.
with therapy
yes.
and all that as
yes.
well. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I feel like maybe younger generations think like, okay, well, therapy isn't. But I even then, I think there's it's almost still a little too taboo.
Mm-hmm.
To say like or bougie, it's like
yeah.
one or the other.
Okay.
It's like,
right.
oh, you don't want to talk about that because you don't want to tell people you're seeing
right.
a therapist.
Exactly.
Or like, oh, you talk about your therapist like you're going to the spa. You know, it's
right.
like one
right.
or the other,
right.
and it's like neither is good for people who do need that help.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I think most people need someone else to speak to.
Absolutely,
100%.
You know, or at some point in their life have been in a place where they've needed to talk
right.
to a counselor or a therapist
yeah.
or whoever
mm-hmm.
it is, you know? So, but I agree. I think when it comes, it's just too easy to like throw out the mentally ill claim and then
yeah.
still do nothing to
yep.
protect
right.
mm-hmm.
those mentally ill,
yeah.
Especially with like what they're trying to do with the health plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like
exactly.
How are these people who may or may not be mentally ill be able to get the help they need
right.
if you're going to cut so much funding. So
right.
it's like...
Right.
And I don't really know what has to happen for, like, gun control.
Yeah.
For that converse, for the narrative to change about gun control. And I think it's, like, this. There's a lot of, like, American pride attached to it
mm-hmm.
and this whole, like, fundamental right
mm-hmm.
because, like, these old guys wrote something about it, like, that we should. And it's, like,
mm-hmm.
first of all, the landscape of our country has changed since then. Like,
yeah.
the actual equipment itself has changed. So,
right.
And... I mean, a person is that maybe snaps or something happens and they commit some crime, might find an alternative. I'm not trying to say that, like, that's instantly going to end crime. But, like, it might end massive shootings.
Right.
You know,
right.
there are so many steps we can take. But I feel like the NRA and all these people are, like, fundamentalists. Nope. Mm-mm. Forefathers
yeah.
said we could. Don't do that. It's also, I think, fear. Like, oh, you're going to change something really big. What does that mean for us?
Right.
What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
children are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see, I don't know if it's a senator, but last year had tweeted about gun laws, and he had said, like, because usually, like, when we debate about guns, a lot
yeah.
of people say, like, you don't need an AK
right.
57 or 47 or whatever
exactly.
to go hunting because
right.
there'll be nothing left.
Right.
So his tweet, and I'll pull it up so I know exactly who it was. Was essentially like the Second Amendment isn't here for shooting deer. It's to attack the government when they're doing things that...
Yes, that's what it's for.
Or
it's
when
not,
they're throwing, you know, like...
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's
I'll
for,
pull
like,
it up
food.
So I
yeah.
have it.
So, like, you bear arms when, like, you feel the government is no longer working for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I
yeah.
mean, first of all,
yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
But we're also talking about like muskets and
right.
like guns that was like, I gotta put some powder.
Right. They talking
we're
about
taking
like,
5 minutes to
yeah.
set it up,
yeah.
put it together, clack clack.
Yeah.
Now it's a whole new world, but we're your people are turning on each other.
Right.
So it was Rand Paul.
Okay.
Oh God. Was it?
And this was June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like almost a year ago. Why do we have the Second Amendment? It's not to shoot deer. It's to shoot the government when it becomes tyrannical.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm.
And then it also said... Oh, wait. I don't know if that's a continuation. So, but anyway, like, yeah, I think, like, one of the biggest reasons why you know, and this again is like the history and the education,
mm-hmm.
even like how we were talking about with Katy Perry. It's like,
yeah.
one of the biggest reasons why that was put into the Constitution is because during the British invasion
yeah.
of
yeah.
it,
mm-hmm.
they put up house in
right.
people's homes and they
right.
had
yeah.
no way of protecting themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
And so they said everybody must be legally allowed to own a gun.
Yeah. Right.
Even though not everyone is.
Right.
To protect themselves.
Right.
And it's like, well, I mean, there are crazy people out there who think that will happen if they,
right.
you
yeah.
know, change gun laws.
Right.
But I don't know. I just think, like, there has to be some better way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it means, like, I think lobbying obviously is a huge issue with
oh, yeah.
when it comes to this. The NRA
oh, yeah.
has too much money to, because there are members in the NRA who don't want it. Like, who do want to see that change,
right,
you
right.
know, and who are
right.
just as vocal about seeing that change.
Yeah.
But it's, I think it all comes down to money when it, you
yeah.
know.
I mean,
yeah.
being devil's advocate, I don't think that this gentleman, what he did, the donut hander at the gym guy,
uh-huh.
I don't think what he did is right. But technically, isn't he, like, doing exactly what the forefathers were saying you should do? If I'm being, like, if you're being
yeah, yeah.
incredibly literal,
yeah.
like, you're... He went for politicians, right?
Yeah. He knew exactly who to go for.
No, he knew, yeah.
So
this
isn't
like,
that exactly what that is set
that
for?
That game has been there for several years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not something that...
Yeah. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Lord!
The world
Woo!
Is crazy.
The world is fucking crazy. America is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently Paul was quoting a comment by Judge... Napolitano?
Really? Was
a spokesman he? Claimed that the tweet was posted by a staffer. This
always.
Is on Snopes.
Always.
So, I don't know. But,
Snopes, I'm good. Snopes in a hot
Any?
Come on, Snopes.
Who do?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Have either of you been watching The Return of Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
I've binged all of it.
Is it all the riot?
Yeah, spoilers,
the
spoilers.
Season?
The whole season takes place in the span of a weekend.
That's crazy.
It is.
Because I'm like four episodes in, I was like, shit, has that changed?
Yeah,
like,
I was also
yeah.
confused because I've been seeing a lot of behind the scenes of what I thought was this season,
yeah.
but it was next season. So
are
I'm
they
like,
ready to film next season?
Oh,
they're filming
yeah.
Now? Wow.
Well, that's the one where her name on a telenovela was Soraya. She's this famous, like, Mexican, I believe, actress. She's in next season. So
uh-huh.
I was like, oh, my God, when is she going to come up on the screen?
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, don't tell me that's season six.
Stop.
Why is this?
Something major is going to happen, I'm assuming.
I think so, too. I
yeah.
feel like, spoiler, blah, 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 don't listen if you don't want to. No, I think something's going to
yeah.
die. I feel
yeah.
like multiple people will die.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
I mean, several times already, I've been like, oh, it's
yes,
about to happen.
Right
it
now.
Hasn't
yeah.
happened,
I
so.
Mean, what's Laverne Cox?
Yeah.
Like, she walked out of prison.
Yeah.
She's like, bye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're episode two. Is she
yeah.
coming back?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
They better, yeah.
There's so much. I'm just, like I said, I'm like four episodes in and I've just started, like, it dawned on
yeah.
me that I was like, oh, I think this happens all, like, over
yeah.
the span of, like, 1 week or
yeah.
a weekend or
there
whatever.
Were moments I liked it,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
there were other times where I'm like, I'm so confused with the timeline.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
right.
this has been happening for so long.
Especially because,
yeah.
like, the lights are out for
right.
a lot of it. So
right.
it's like, has a day passed?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I cried multiple times.
Yeah.
And I think this might have been, there were... In the first four seasons, lots of emotional moments, especially
mm-hmm.
in the flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But this season obviously hits so close to home because of what has happened, like with our country and, like, you know, social justice and things. So there are, like, multiple moments where I'm like, God, ooh,
yeah.
Lord, that is
yeah.
feeling.
This is why I think particularly I like this season. I mean, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
But they just have a way of writing in things that are, you know what I mean, that
mm-hmm.
are... at the forefront right now,
yes.
especially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
yes.
how far along you are, but there's a Dreamgirls.
Just wait. Have you seen that? Nope.
No. Is it the talent show? Is
yeah.
that what's coming up?
No.
Oh, no.
No,
it's
that's
a...
something else. But I had to text Alex, because I was like, and then the reaction of Homegirl, who's the track runner, who I don't remember her name today.
No. Is it Jenna? I don't know.
To see her, the girl next to me, like, I know, isn't it moving? And it's like,
yeah.
she's crying because you might as well take my skin.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it's just such, like, it's those moments,
mm-hmm.
and then Tasty, when she's outside, and they wanted Judy to speak, and she's
oh,
like, no.
just wait.
It's just, sorry, I know I'm saying a lot, but not much,
yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Just so, they just, do such a good job of discussing these issues, even though it's in prison.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It's not like, oh, they're going to bring up this because it's happening right here. It's like, no, this is what, I don't know. I feel like they're doing a great job. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. Mm-hmm. I'm at the end of that episode.
Okay.
Dream Girls in it.
I also think they do a great job at showing, like, those turning points in women's lives where you realize, like, either there is inequality, like that huge moment where you see a shift in her, who she was in the start of that flashback in that classroom to how she walks out of that classroom. Yep. You're just like, that one singular moment took away your innocence.
Yep.
You realize, wow, there's a lot of things that aren't solely for me, or things like there's not space for me and things like that. So I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, happened so many times. It was really good. It felt like it all went so fast.
Yeah.
I'm already ready for the new season. And I told myself, Alex, don't binge
watch.
Year. I'm so annoyed.
That's why I've been, like, doing, like, one.
Enjoy that. Enjoy it. Because
although there's too much to watch anyway. But sorry, go ahead.
I know.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I binge watched that, and then I saw the Australian version. I don't know. It's called Wentworth.
Really?
That shit is like...
And it's kind of like Orange is the New Black.
It's a women's prison in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah. And but it's a drama. There's really no comedy. Shit.
It's
and Netflix? I mean... Yeah.
Huh.
It's called Wentworth. I think it has 5 seasons. I just finished season 5. Fuck. It's... First of all, like, they don't hold anything back.
Wow.
They, like... Gory, but not just... But it's not like, oh, I can't watch versus... That's blood. Okay, that's a shank fight in prison. Fuck.
Is it like Oz? Did you ever see that show?
Whew. But maybe, because there have been moments where I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But it's so good. So I spent like one whole weekend where I was like, this is a lot of female prison shit. I need to watch Barney and Friends. Because I cannot.
My God.
But yeah, it's good. Can't wait to hear what you guys think about the rest of the
season.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'll probably finish it soon, I imagine. I'm
trying to hold on to whatever can get me through to Game of Thrones. Because I'm dying to see it.
I still haven't seen enough.
Should I hate you?
No, I'm not gonna watch it.
Didn't you say you watched like the
half
first episode and then I said something about season one and you were like, what?
Oh yeah.
That person died. So I was like, who the fuck? No. I saw that Peter Dinklage was like elbow deep inside of a woman and I was like, what am I watching? This was pornographic. I'm gonna change this.
He does in like the first few seasons. He's getting it. He's getting some ass all the time.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
What I did see though, finally, 2 years too late, Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson.
Oh, you did?
How was it?
First things first, why didn't no one talk about how diverse that movie was? I mean, the village people. Here's the thing, though. A lot of people are like, that's not historically correct. It's Paris in, like, 1800s. There wouldn't be black people. And I'm like, I didn't give a fuck. There were, like, little black kids, little brown kids. I was like, oh, the priest or the librarian was black.
Yeah,
I was
the bookseller.
This is
the only smart person in the town.
Yeah,
basically.
I was like, this is, wow. I was watching it with Sam and my mom, and I'm like, what? We were like, what is, hello, this, why? My mom literally was like, why didn't no one talk about that? So that was cute. Well, it was interesting because, first things first, the French influence was really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. It was just confusing when you're like, it's a French film and people have British accents.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. And then Josh Gad, is that his name? No accent?
Yes.
I was like, and he tried sometimes. Are you red? I'm like, what?
It was,
I was like, where are we? Somebody tell me, please. Because they're like, France, Parisian. And I'm like, but who is Parisian?
Yeah.
Then Emma Watson's interpretation of her, of Belle, was so interesting to me.
Really?
Because I felt like in the and I just watched a French version of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes,
have you seen it?
She was supposed to be in that.
Really?
It was supposed to be her, and it was supposed to be directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Then he
dropped out, and she was like, peace, and then Disney called.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because that film I really liked. I think there were lots of missing parts in the French one. They don't show you the growth of, like, of a relationship.
So it has
that sort of, like, captive person falls in love with the...
Captor.
And it's like...
What is that syndrome?
Stockholm.
Stockholm.
So it has some of that, and I was like, it's kind of weird. Beauty and the Beast, Emma Watson did not. I appreciated that we watched the relationship grow and all that good shit. But what I will say is that she came off the gate already being bitter and angry.
Yeah.
Where she was like, oh, I'm in this town. I was like, where's the Belle that's like, I want to see the world on some Aladdin shit? She was just like, oh, God. So I was like, bitch.
There were, like, things that she did or that was incorporated either, like, by her or by the creative team that
yeah.
I thought was, like, really nice. Like, the washing machine thing.
That
which,
was fucking
like,
genius.
Was really great.
I was like, yes, you smart bitch.
like, her teaching the kid how to read.
Read.
She
was a hardcore feminist.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's
the
I
fact that
being,
she,
like Belle's gonna be woke.
I loved how she, like, tricked her father into, like, stepping out of the prison.
I knew from the jump. I was like, girl, you gonna push him, aren't
that,
you?
That was, like, one of the things that I really liked.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still watch the animated one over that any day.
Yes, ditto. Yes. Her singing was not horrendous.
No.
It wasn't Emma It wasn't Emma Stone.
No.
In La La Landia. But also, I was like, girl, we're doing that sing-talky kind of thing. But whatever. But I was like...
Right.
Emma... What's the British teapot lady?
Thompson.
She went ham. She was like, here's my accent. I'm over here. Which was like, hello, doctor. I was like, bitch, this is teapot. Tell us how it's
time. Yes. And and Ewan McGregor was like, he had to come in.
It too?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Lemire. And he had to come back in and re-record all of his dialogue.
You're kidding.
Because his accent was so bad. And his wife was French.
Oh, stop. God.
And it was still not good.
Yeah, no.
Even when he re-recorded it all.
Oh,
God. God. But yeah.
But
do we have any obsessions of the weeks?
I'm
the
obsessed
week?
With this list that I will bring next time that we meet.
Uh-huh.
It's called 10 Types of Misogynist Men We All Need to Know About
Ooh.
And Call Out.
Okay.
But I'll bring like the first three next time.
Yay.
Sounds good.
I'm still obsessed with Wonder Woman. For those
still
who
gotta
aren't,
see that.
I'm still obsessed with that. Those are my obsessions.
Love it. Frank.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm trying to jog my memory. Let's see. I was going to say Rachel Maddow's podcast, which is really her show, but just a podcast. But we're like slowly watching the first season of Riverdale. Have you watched the show?
That's her shit.
Yes.
Oh, really?
She talked about it a couple of
You did, didn't you?
I want to know what you think, because I have opinions on
certain
things.
Oh, it's so camp, which like...
But I kind of love that shit.
But I kind of love it. I'm waiting... Okay, so the guy who runs Archie Comics right now, do you know that it's like... Archie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He has been like the front runner for like changing all of their because they own Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
They own,
come on, Sabrina.
Josie and the Pussycats. So there's a comic story that they've started that is Sabrina the Teenage Witch that's similar to like this
what?
With like, a murder. I want them to make that a show too.
I think they're
like, going
to find a way to introduce
in.
Sabrina into Riverdale and then bring Sabrina
to
the
yes.
show.
Yes. Why? Does it end in like some crazy way that like it's not even visible from where I'm at right now? I'm like, happy.
Here's my thing. I don't know who. I did not assume who killed Jason.
And you find out.
Yes, you do.
Like,
oh, and then
like, I don't know if you'll find out.
Yes,
it's like,
you
how
do.
Could they not?
And then it has like another twat.
By the way, that shot of Jason, the kid at the beginning that you find out right from the beginning is dead. They use the same 2-second clip to show him and the sister. Every episode, at least three times.
Over
I'm like, do you need to fill time or what's going on? Because they literally show them walking along the river every episode.
And I thought we're going to lead into like, you're putting pieces of a puzzle together. So eventually we'll be like, wait a second. They keep showing little bits and then boom. No.
Stop. No.
No,
it's just
like,
fun.
I'm like, did y'all not have any other footage?
At the
you were like, boop, horrendous.
Because he's a redhead and Archie's
right,
a redhead
right.
And neither of them are gingers.
No, and also
like,
Archie's Australian in real life, but I did not know.
Damn. Nobody's American on American TV anymore.
And
I gotta watch
we didn't talk about the Tony. Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about the Tonys, but Kevin Spacey at one point said, you know, I think it was for Best Directors, and he's like, and they're all American. I was like, oh, shit. That is slight shade, question
same.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
same.
You're saying something. But
yeah.
I have no obsession.
Right.
I can't think anything. I can't even think of anything.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just not here for the bullshit. Seems to be everywhere.
Yeah. Period. Stop the end.
All right.
Well, we done did it, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Until next week.
Yes.
This has been
the Thursday Tea.